KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A 5-year-old Council Bluffs boy injured in a weekend carnival ride accident has been released from the hospital. The Daily Nonpareil in Council Bluffs reports Trace Harmon was on a monster truck ride Friday night as part of the Celebrate Council Bluffs Carnival when the truck flipped over and struck the truck in front of it. Police say the truck came loose from its hoist. The ride was shut down and inspected by the Iowa Department of Elevator and Amusement Park Rides on Saturday. Harmon was belted into the truck with his brother and a friend. He suffered a laceration to his forehead and was treated at the Nebraska Medical Center. A hospital spokeswoman said he was released on Saturday. The other children had just minor injuries, and they were released Friday night. News time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you, a 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Smartphones required a data package.
Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday evening of 41-year-old Robert Paul Denny of Red Oak. Denny was charged with sexual abuse in the third degree and burglary in the second. He was arrested in the 300 block of West Washington Avenue in Red Oak and being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest early Sunday morning of a Fremont County woman. 41-year-old Jill Lynn Davalos of Sydney was taken into custody just before 2 a.m. Sunday for driving while revoked following an OWI test failure. She was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Authorities in Red Oak report the arrest late Saturday night of 37-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon of Red Oak. Haddon was taken into custody in the 400 block of East Senate Avenue on a warrant charging her with felony controlled substance violation. She was booked into Montgomery County Jail and being held on $50,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Saturday evening of 45-year-old Dennis Graham from Stanton. Graham was pulled over for speeding at around 6:15 p.m. and subsequently arrested for driving while intoxicated, speeding, and having an open container. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on bond amounting to nearly $2,200. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest on Saturday of 14-year-old Wyatt Dean Baldwin of Villisca. Baldwin was charged with theft in the fifth degree and simple misdemeanor. He was released to the custody of a parent. And 22-year-old Michael Jesse Keith of Red Oak was arrested on a valid warrant Saturday for theft in the fifth degree. Keith was transported to Montgomery County Jail, where she was booked in and held on $300 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department took a burglary report over the weekend. It occurred in a 700 block of East Reed Street. The victim, James Leroy Bourne, states that sometime during the past week, an unknown person or persons forced a window open and entered the residence. Bourne reported that a chess set had been taken and is currently checking to see if other items have been reported missing. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. Police in Council Bluffs said over the weekend a stabbing had occurred in Council Bluffs Saturday at 1127 6th Avenue. Officers said they weren't aware of the crime until the victim showed up at Mercy Hospital by a private vehicle for treatment of severe cuts to the right side of his neck, face, and right arm. The victim was in stable but serious condition. During their investigation, the Council Bluffs Police Department was able to identify the suspect in the stabbing as 39-year-old Ron Davis of Council Bluffs. Davis was taken into custody at his residence and transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for a minor injury he suffered during the incident with the victim. Davis was interviewed by a detective and after being released from the hospital was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of attempted murder and willful injury causing serious injury. Council Bluffs Police Department was in the process over the weekend of executing several search warrants, and their investigation was continuing. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Environmental Control Agency, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Cass County Conservation Board have announced the purchase of new recycling trailers in an effort to expand the recycling programs in Cass County. The Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center received grant funds from the Iowa DNR to purchase two recycle trailers to collect recyclable materials at Cass County parks. The purchase of the trailers was made possible through funding from Iowa EMS funds and the Cass County Landfill. The Cass County Landfill is a Tier 2 EMS participant and continues to expand environmental programs in the county. Now, one of the trailers was placed at the Lake Anita State Park Campground and one trailer at Cold Springs State Park Campground. Officials say they anticipate being able to expand the effort to other campgrounds in Cass County. To kick off the new program in Cold Springs Park, Laura Canning, Cass County Conservation Interpretive Naturalist, will have a public program on recycling in Cass County parks on Saturday, May the 25th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Cold Springs State Park Campground Shelter. The public is invited to learn about recycling in Cass County and a new program about recycling in the campground at Cold Springs Park. The program is free and all ages are welcome, and you don't have to be camping at the park in order to attend. Representatives of the New Century Art Guild, or NCAG, say a groundbreaking for Kimbleton's new Living Liberty Memorial will take place following the Memorial Day service at the Kimbleton Cemetery on Monday, Memorial Day. The actual groundbreaking is scheduled for noon, rain or shine. That memorial site is located west of the cemetery. The public is invited to celebrate the coming of a one-of-a-kind monument, which, when completed, will feature life-size bronze figures and several murals that will take visitors deep into battle scenes from America's past conflicts and will honor all branches of U.S. Armed Services. NCAG will be serving grilled hamburgers next Monday and hot dogs at the site. James O'Keefe, U.S. Navy Commander retired, will preside over the event. Sketches of the unique work of art will be available as well to view. You can also meet the sculptor, Troy Mueller, who's art director of the NCAG. A video of other NCAG projects will be shown at their gallery on Kimbleton's Main Street after the event. The event will also be an opportunity for you to become a member of the New Century Art Guild in order to keep up with the progress of the projects throughout the coming years. Now, you can view that memorial, a artist's conception of it, on our website under the News tab and this same story. The CAM School District's Board of Education will hold a regularly scheduled meeting tonight at 7:30 at the High School Media Center. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include open enrollment applications, academy open enrollment applications, school board polling sites, resignations and contracts, a revision to the 2013-2014 school calendar, master contracts, and support staff contracts. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. On their agenda is approval of fees for 2013 and 2014, approval of a contract for a school-based interventionist, approval of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield as the district's medical insurance carrier, approval of a wellness policy, and approval of various contracts. And the Griswold School Board will meet this evening at 5:30 in the Central Office Boardroom. New business on their agenda includes an update on negotiations, elementary restrooms planning, 2013 school board election discussion, and a memorandum of understanding with Iowa Western Community College for coursework in the 2013-2014 school year. Officials are awaiting results from a state lab to determine what sickened dozens of students at Bryant Elementary School. Michelle Clausen Rosendahl, Director of Environmental Health at the Siouxland District Health Department, said that the officials hope not only to name the illness but track its origin. About 45 students and three teachers called in sick or went home early on Thursday. Their symptoms included vomiting and diarrhea. A district spokeswoman said 33 people were out sick on Friday. Clausen Rosendahl says the secondary cases are a concern and advise people to wash their hands frequently and to stay home and not prepare food if they are ill. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, the outbreak of deadly tornadoes that struck the nation's midsection over the weekend is expected to continue today. Oklahoma has been hit the hardest, with one person killed near Shawnee and more than 20 other people injured throughout the state. One mobile home park resident in Shawnee said he emerged from a storm cellar with his wife and children to find everything was gone. United Airlines' 787 returns to the air this morning with a flight from Houston to Chicago. The federal government had grounded Boeing 787s in January because of smoldering batteries that caused an emergency landing and a fire on another plane. United said it'll first use the 787s for shorter domestic flights and resume using them for international flights on June the 10th. Railroad officials in Connecticut say the morning commute is going as well as can be expected following Friday's train collision that injured 72 people and damaged some 2,000 feet of track, overhead wires, and signals. Metro North is using a fleet of 120 buses at the Bridgeport train station to help rail commuters get into New York City. There has been heavy traffic congestion on I-95 and the Merritt Parkway. And U.S. stock futures are relatively flat as investors take a breather and some analysts wonder how long the bull market run can last. Investors will be looking forward to Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's testimony to Congress, which is scheduled for Wednesday. The Federal Reserve's super easy monetary policy has been a factor driving stock indices to record highs. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Spring has finally sprung. And we here at the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, have everything you need to enjoy the outdoors and stay in touch with your favorite TV programs at the same time.
Technology can sometimes be hard to keep up with, but we're here to save the day by introducing Hopper with Sling. Hopper with Sling gives you access to your favorite Dish programming, including DVR recordings, anywhere you are, via smartphone, tablet, or laptop computer. As long as you have high-speed internet connection at home and an internet connection on your wireless device, you can watch TV right in the palm of your hand, so you'll never have to miss your favorite program or sports team again.
The TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, can get you access to all these great features today. Come in and explore the possibilities at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
ETFN, ta-ta for now!
Machinery requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Phyllis Stephan, age 87, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Stephan will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Jesse Smith, age 100, of Avoca, died November 12th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Private graveside services for Jesse Smith will be tomorrow at the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irene Parrott, age 91, of Corning and formerly of the Adair County area, died Wednesday at Corning Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Irene Parrott will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jack Lee Peterson, age 76, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jack Peterson will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Virgil E. Andreessen, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Virgil Andreessen will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Elaine Christensen, age 87, of Omaha, died May 11th. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Journey Louise Garside, the newborn daughter of Jim and Lori Garside of Omaha, died Wednesday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Journey Garside will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Alice Peters, age 77, of Avoca, died Friday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Alice Peters will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Curtis Scoop Eshelman, age 85, formerly of the Noble Township and Council Bluffs areas, died May 15th in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Curtis Eshelman will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Harley Nielsen, age 87, of Omaha and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Friday at the Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Harley Nielsen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Joyce Wright, age 86, of Casey, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Joyce Wright are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. Located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.